Hi everyone, it's Jason and welcome to the JC Weather Podcast. It's Monday, November 6th, and we are off to what's going to be a busy work week in the weather department. We've got basically what's going to turn out to be a fairly zonal flow, but we do have our fair supply of cold air not too far north of the region. So we're going to have some swings in temperatures, but we're also going to have a few decent days along the way. So first thing that's going to happen, today is fine. We're going to see a storm system pass to our north tonight and tomorrow. That's going to result in warm front coming through late today, cold front coming through tomorrow, and we'll have an unseasonably warm day Tuesday, but then temperatures are going to take a dip Wednesday as cool high pressure builds in. Then we're going to watch another frontal system. It's going to be passing to our north on Thursday. That's going to come with some showers. And then the cold front is going to move to our south for Friday into next weekend. Now, Friday, it looks like we're going to be under getting impacted by a wave of low pressure moving along the front. But next weekend, it does look like high pressure is going to start suppressing things. And in any event, it looks like we could pull off another dry weekend. So for today, your Monday, we're looking for mostly sunny skies. Highs will be in the mid to upper 50s. And tonight we'll see lows fall back into the low 50s. Now, Tuesday, we've got about a 20% chance of a shower in the morning. That's with the front. And then we'll turn out partly sunny in the afternoon. We'll see highs make it into the upper 60s. But there is going to be cold advection beginning late in the day and for the night. So we'll fall back into the mid-40s. Fortunately, that cold air is going to be delayed. For Wednesday, I'm going to call it mostly sunny, and it's going to be much cooler. Highs are going to be relegated to the low 50s, so that'll be about 3 weeks ahead climatologically of where we should be. Wednesday night, that's our next system. We've got a warm front moving through with a 50% chance of showers and lows in the mid-40s. And in central New England, this could actually bring a decent snowfall to some areas. Thursday, it's a mostly cloudy day with showers through the day. Highs will be in the upper 50s, and lows will be in the upper 40s Thursday night. And Friday, looks like one more day of rain. This is going to be stratiform type of rain on the backside of the cold front. Will be cloudy with a 60% chance, and we'll see highs just in the low 50s and lows in the low 40s. If that setup were occurring in, I would say, 3 weeks or a month from now, we would probably be talking about winter weather down in New York City and Long Island. So pattern definitely is continuing to look intriguing as we head towards winter. And next weekend is looking like we're going to pull off another dry couple of days, or so we hope, with that high pressure building down. But it looks like it's also going to be unseasonably cooled. We'll keep watching to see how strong that high is going to be for next weekend. I'm Jason, and thank you for listening. You can find out more by going to JC Weather NYC on Long Island on Facebook, at jcmeteorologicalservices.com, and now on Patreon at JC Weather.